Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, ESPN senior insider Chris Martinson. I see Chris every summer. He's there at the Manning Passing Academy. And so, Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, guys. I think they call me senior.
Hey, listen, as long as it pays you a little bit more money, that's all good. That's all good, Chris.
You get the extra bucks for the extra senior.
Yeah. How surprised were you with the announcement? I know it kind of hit the weekend, but you've covered the Saints for that period of time, and you, Sean, when he was out in Dallas as an assistant coach. But, man, you know, that 16 years is a long tenure in the NFL, a long ride, and we sort of knew eventually it would come to an end, maybe not this quick. But your thoughts early on about Sean Payton leaving the Saints, and your early thoughts on, you know, is it going to be Dennis Allen to be his successor?
Well, first of all, I was definitely not shocked, and I would say I was not surprised, because there's been this talk behind the scenes for about a month that Sean was contemplating this action, just stepping away for a bit, stepping away for a year. No strategy of, try and go get another job right away. I need to step back. So that's kind of been there, I think, with, incredibly, I'm talking about from credible people, that this has been on Sean's mind for a while. And I thought his press conference, was extraordinary. It was great. That was authentic, transparent. And I think that, there have been other coaches, certainly, and he's close to Bill Parcells. But I haven't talked to Bill about this, but Parcells always needed a break. Sometimes it was for health reasons. Sometimes just to give yourself a mental break. And it just felt like, I don't think it's because Drew Brees is no longer there. I think there's just a lot of different things that stress you out as a coach. And sometimes just stepping away, taking a deep breath, looking at the world from a different view, can be very healthy. And that's kind of what I think on Sean. As far as Dennis Allen goes, first of all, I think he's the most underrated head coach candidate out there. And I'm not saying he's the best, but he should be in the talk on all these jobs. And so I guess I'm telling you, I believe that after the Saints go through their process, I'd be surprised if Dennis Allen wasn't offered the job. But they have to go through a process that's necessary.
Right.
And I don't know how Gail Benson is thinking. I don't know how Mickey Loomis is thinking. But that's one heck of a football coach who's had some head coaching experience. And, when Sean was away the one game, what struck me about Dennis in that situation was just how in command he was on the sideline of all the little management issues that go with being a head coach. He had complete control
right.
of every situation when you saw him.
Now, Chris, you mentioned Parcells, and I'd be surprised if Sean Payton, he won't share this with the public, but had that conversation or call, because I think when the timing's right, I think it's better to leave when everyone loves you until you're getting fired and they're running you out of town. Now, with that being said, what Sean Payton has done, the stability he's brought, the culture speaks volumes. But when you just look at Bill Parcells, he rarely stayed in one place longer than 3 or 4 years. And I know how much he respects Parcells, and even him talking with Gruden. Look at Gruden was Monday Night Football for a decade, then he got the big deal with the Raiders. So if you looked in that crystal ball, Chris, what do you see Sean? What if he's really good on TV and he likes it, kind of like John Madden, and never comes back to coaching? Or do you think he'll want to scratch that itch maybe after a couple of years? I know money talks, but I would not be surprised that he wants to take a little break this year, but it might be before he's back in the fold, or an opportunity maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, considering, because Sean's not going to forget how to coach. And, you know, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. So I just think Sean can have his cake and eat it too right now.
Yeah, I could see both scenarios. You know, John Madden, John Gruden kind of mixed in here. Of course, it's, you know, we know that Sean and John Gruden are friends too. But by the way, stepping away from this league is a good thing. But if you're going to do it in the broadcast booth, you can take more shots in the broadcast booth.
Right.
But here's the thing about it is, you know, if Sean decides to go into broadcasting – and I'm not a CEO of one of those networks or the guy who would hire. I mean, you do realize he's probably going to make twice as much as he did as a head coach. I mean, the going rate for that, if they consider you elite, let's just say they consider you elite, then you have a chance to make close to $20 million a year.
Well, look what they paid Tony Romo, right, Chris? I mean, come on.
They're paying him about 17, 18
right.
a year. But I mean, I think Sean would be held in the highest esteem. You know, this, you know, he's had little guest appearances, and mostly, obviously, I realize they're, you know, at a desk during the playoffs when he's not
right.
When he seems not in the playoffs. But he's shown a lot of promise. Everybody knows his knowledge. Don't think he has a filter that everybody needs a filter, but I don't think he has a filter that's going to be feel so guarded. I don't know if they'd do that right away. But if there's two networks that said, we want you, guess what? Who has leverage?
Yep. That's when the money talks.
So if you get in that seat now, the network's going to want to say, hey, if you're only doing this for 1 year, then, you know, we don't want to go down this road with you.
Right.
I would say that this would, but, you know, if it's three to four or five years, I think a network would do that and then go back and coach. Or just make a decision. Hey, I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
Chris, the modern day look at that is Bill Cowher. Look how many times he was kind of connected, either one way or another, to jobs.
Like the rumor mill.
And he stayed. You know, he has stayed at CBS.
Yeah, and you know, my understanding, I don't want to speak for Bill, but my understanding was really there was only one, after he worked for the Rooney family,
right?
He did. When he stepped away, I think that, you know, yeah, he found that life was good. I mean, there's something to be said for living life, not being a head coach.
And you're not stressed out.
not as much stress. The other thing is, I think there was only one job that he would have taken, would have wanted, which is the New York Giants.
Yep.
And that's the one job that never really presented itself to him. But then they got too far down the road, and I think he was very comfortable doing what he was doing.
Now, Chris, when you look at it, because Sean's a workaholic, just a coach in general, and, you know, whether you're assistant or not, you got to be like a military brat. You're going north, south, east, west, whatever the opportunities. So you have to have a special lady who you're married to and has a new wife. And, you know, when you, I don't know, you coming home at midnight and you're back in the office at 7 a.m. I don't know. You still could be at a high level on TV and work maybe 20 to 30% of the time compared to a head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, listen, the TV job requires a lot of prep, but, you know, the travel would take place on, you know, likely on a Friday. And
right.
Depending on whether you're doing Sunday or Monday, and you're back. And yeah, you prep for it, but it's not ever going to be at that level. Now, I do think that head coaches in this league, for the most part, put in hours that are unnecessary.
Right, right. Because they're paranoid. Did we cover this over and over and over again?
Yeah, no, and I've heard that from coaches I know who have been very successful. And then some of the time is just, but Joe Gibbs, who's one of the very greatest coaches ever. I mean, he drove his staff nuts, and we're talking about one of the greatest men I know, because he didn't start working until like 10 o'clock or midnight at night. You know, he would do the, you know, they'd do the job during the day, but his defensive coordinator,
Richie Pettibone,
was he and his staff were gone by 9 o'clock every night, and the offensive staff would just sit there, you know, waiting for Joe to say, "Okay, let's start." And it was a really funny story, but you know, some of it was unnecessary. A lot of it was.
So Chris, what do you think? Like, because you know the Rooney Rule and the potential hires and who Mickey's familiar with. Now he just left, but the players think highly of him. Aaron Glenn, he ended up being the defensive coordinator for the Lions, but. To me, if he would be an opportunity to be a head coach, then I think Dennis Allen may be going somewhere else. But what is your take on maybe opportunities for a guy like Aaron Glenn?
Yeah, I mean, based off the chatter, you know, his day is coming. Now, he didn't get on this interview circuit for the most part, right?
Right.
So, I think his day is coming. If they were comfortable with Aaron, then. And that would be fine. I mean, and then Dennis would not be there. But, you know, Aaron definitely is a guy that, listen, he's going to be a head coach in this league. I'll be surprised if he's not a head coach in this league.
Chris, I agree with you. You hear the guys that have played for him and coached with him, and they praise him to the highest level that, hey,
players coach
one day he's going to be a head coach.
Players coach and they respect him. That's why it was a win-win. When they went from Aaron Glenn to Chris Richard, it was like a win-win for the secondary. But you know why they really respect? I've heard a number of players say this, Chris, is that because, man, he's not telling them to do something that he didn't do.
He's a former, long-time player in this league.
A Pro Bowl player. Yep. I mean, so they respected that.
I always, I don't have to be that delicate when I say this, but I always think players, and I, and myself, from my own point of view, and I did not play pro football. I was a great, great junior varsity high school football player, guys. the average junior varsity high school football player. I lost my spleen to the sport. Anyways, I will say this. I don't know how a coach can really be everything you want if he hasn't put on the pads and played the game at some point. He doesn't have to play in the NFL. It's nice if he has played in the NFL.
Right.
But, you know, just that he's played. I mean, like, you know, they got to be able to see the game through the eyes of a player. And like I said, it doesn't have to be that he played a high-level, sustainable level in the NFL. It can be he just played college ball, he played high school football and all that stuff.
But you look at Vrabel, I mean, with the Titans. I mean, a lot of respect there.
All I know is every time I see Mike on the sidelines, and I know how big he is, I always think, that's the last guy I would ever want to get in one of those cage matches.
In a fight with.
Yeah.
Chris, real quick, and we certainly appreciate your time. I know it's less than a week, but your thoughts on what will happen with Aaron Rodgers. We saw what happened last offseason, and now, you know, you see how it ended with him. What do you think happens with Aaron for 2022?
Does he stay in Green Bay because that might be his best option if he's trying to win another Super Bowl?
Well, I'm of that mindset. And by the way, I have no idea what he's going to do. I'm of the mindset that if it's about winning a Super Bowl, then Green Bay is a logical place. And that whole thing about their $48 million over, listen, as their general manager, Brian Gutekunst, said, we can move money around. We can handle
exactly. The same thing with the Saints with money management.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have cash flow, and every team right now has cash flow because it's coming in pretty good, you can do these things. It just feels like Packers take care of business with Davante Adams and Aaron's coming back, or take care of business with both of them. And it just feels like that's the place. He had a good year, was in a good place there. And then the other thing is, you know, if he left, I do believe the Denver Broncos are the spot, because that's a good football team, ready to win. He has some Colorado connections. If it's just a matter of, I want to go someplace else and try. By the way, they still have control over where his destination is because of trades. I mean, he has no trade clause, but And they're not, it's like with Brett Favre. They didn't trade Brett to the Minnesota Vikings. Brett played the game for, you know, with the Jets for 2 years, and he said, okay, now I'll get you, and we'll sign up with the Vikings.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, we always enjoy the conversation.
Same here, guys. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Mortensen, man, longtime senior insider for the NFL, for ESPN, just does a great job. We get to spend a little time together at the Manning camp every year. He's a regular, Chris Mortensen. Thanks so much, Chris. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.